episode of Light the Lamp here on Duck Stream. I'm Alexis Downey here in the Paul Correa studio. Today is July 1st, which means it is free agency day, and the National Hockey League has been very busy this morning. There's been a number of notable names signing, and of course, a bunch of different places. As for some former Ducks, Jeffrey Viel going to Tampa Bay, Ross Johnston going to St. Louis, Jacob Trouba going to San Jose. So really, really keeping our eye on everyone and also keeping an eye on what the Anaheim Ducks are able to do as we await. Just kind of seeing how this roster shakes out. Some big things happening for this organization this summer. And hopefully we can bring you the coverage as we always like to do here on Duck Stream. Now, last weekend ended up being quite a bit busier than we were anticipating as the Ducks went into the NHL draft with just 6 picks in rounds 2 through 7. And they ended the weekend with 9 total selections. They made 4 trades as a part of that and ended up having 2 first round picks that came with the Mason McTavish trade to the Blues. The Ducks were able to get 2 first round picks, taking Nikita Kletbov and then Marcus Nordmark in the first round. And they did actually trade up in the first round in order to get Nordmark. They traded with the Vegas Golden Knights, just moving up 1 spot. So that was 2 of the trades. And then the other 2 trades came with the Carolina Hurricanes sending the rights to John Carlson to the Hurricanes. They ended up getting an additional 6th round pick. And then the final trade actually came earlier, right before the draft. It was with Olin Zellweger heading to the Buffalo Sabres. The Ducks were able to get a player back in Anton Wahlberg. And then they also got a second round pick. So a lot of movement. We were able to keep up with all of it. And if you want to go back and listen to a bunch of those interviews from days 1 and 2, you can in the previous 2 Light the Lamp shows. But this show today is all based around Ducks Development Camp, which just took place the last couple days. We had the chance to go, and it did look a lot different this year. As prior years, we've seen them on the ice getting coached by San Diego Gulls head coach Matt McIlvain, who is actually, if you haven't seen that news, no longer with the Gulls. He is now a part of the Boston Bruins coaching staff as an assistant coach. So congratulations to McIlvain. That is very deserving. He was always wonderful to chat with, a lot of great insight, and certainly knows how to develop players too. So that is something that we'll see what ends up developing on that end. But as for these players this year, it was kind of more like an orientation, I'd like to say. They did do a little bit of on-ice work. Of course, they did all that team bonding that usually happens with development camp. They went golfing, cooking classes, all those types of things. So we wanted to catch up with the Ducks draft picks that we didn't get a chance to talk with during the draft. So that included 3 players. And then our 4th player for you at Dev Camp was someone that we actually haven't talked with on Duck Stream yet. And the Ducks acquired him last season. So going back to the 2025 trade deadline, when they sent Brian Dumoulin to the New Jersey Devils, they get a prospect back in Herman Traff. So he was someone that we wanted to chat with as well. And that's actually who we're going to start with for today's interviews. He grew a lot in Sweden this past year, and he also signed his entry-level contract earlier, a couple months ago. So we talked about that, and then you'll get to hear from the Ducks' 178th overall pick, goaltender Gleb Peshkov, whose first language is, of course, Russian. So we actually ended up having Nikita Kletbov there to help be kind of like a translator for Gleb during the interview. It was a lot of fun to see their quick relationship and their bond already. But that was a awesome conversation. You'll get to hear in just a second. The other 6th round pick that the Ducks had, 192nd overall, Noah Kosick, a forward. He was someone that we also got the chance to catch up. And then the final Ducks prospect, newly drafted, 210th overall in the 7th round, Jimmy Reber, a defenseman. So those will be the conversations that you get to hear as a part of this Ducks Dev Camp episode. So let's just get into all 4 of those right now. We're here at Ducks Development Camp with Herman Traff. Herman, we haven't caught up with you yet. How's the week been going here at Dev Camp?
It's been great. A little bit jet lagged, but yeah, it's nice to be here.
With that, did you come from Sweden?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, a little bit of a long flight.
Yeah, it was like 12 hours or something. So yeah, but I catch up the sleep, so it's been good.
How's your off-season training been going back home?
It's been really good, actually. I have a good trainer in Sweden who helped me out a lot. And I feel like I took a big step this summer and have a couple of weeks left. So, yeah, it feels great.
Talking about those steps, you signed your entry-level contract back at, well, the end of what was the season here. And then you joined the Gulls, played three games. What was it like getting to make your pro debut here in North America?
It was so fun. It's something else to come over here than it's in Sweden. It's a little bit more professional and, you know, everything goes much faster. And I love that. And also the physicality and, also fun with the smaller rink. So it was a great experience and I can't wait to next season.
It probably helps now coming here, having the familiarity of this is your second dev camp, but also seeing some faces that are a little bit more familiar.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, it's nice to hang out with the boys and to know each other. And it's fun.
A couple more Swedes in the room this year, too.
Yeah, exactly. That's perfect.
And Herman, for those Ducks fans that maybe don't remember, you were a part of the trade back with New Jersey at the time. Going back to that moment and then to now, how do you feel like you've also grown as a player?
The trade was really nice. I love this place and I love San Diego and Anaheim. It's nothing bad with that. Everything feels so good. And I feel like it's so professional here with the trainers and with the gym and food and everything. You get the help you want. And then the big steps coming. So it feels great. And I'm thankful for that.
What are some of your goals the rest of this off season?
Just gonna be more explosive and stronger and be ready for the puck to drop next season.
Do you have anything fun planned during the rest of the off season aside from your training?
No, actually not. Nothing now, but maybe it comes later.
Awesome. All right. Well, Herman, great to catch up with you. Enjoy the rest of Dev Camp.
Thank you so much. Nice to meet you guys.
We're here at Ducks Development Camp with one of the newest members of the Ducks organization, goaltender Gleb Peshkov. Gleb, welcome to the Ducks. What was it like hearing your name called at the draft?
Thank you. When it was draft, I was in Miami on a sport camp. And I was very happy when I know Ducks pick me.
Did you know anything about the Ducks organization?
Yeah, when I was a kid, I watched Ducks games. And I say about Sadzi.
Yeah. So you know Sudsy too, the here that works with the Ducks. What was it like getting to talk to him and learn from him so far?
When I was in Russia in the last season, I have more talk with Sudsy, and he's good man. I'm happy he my goalie coach.
Being here at the development camp and meeting everyone, what has it been like this week so far?
Помоги. Не понял. I have been in Orange Country.
Do you like wearing the Ducks logo? Do you like the colors?
Of course.
Yeah. What else are you excited about this week?
Что будет на этой неделе? Или что было? Today we'll golf.
Oh, do you golf?
I'm never played golf. Oh. And today was first for me.
And then as a goaltender, what are some of your strengths?
I think my flexibility is my strength and maybe my mental strength.
Awesome. Thank you, Gleb. Welcome to Orange County and Orange Country and congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much, guys.
We're here at Ducks Development Camp, and now we get to chat with one of the newest draftees for the Anaheim Ducks, Noah Kosick. Noah, congratulations. What was it like hearing your name called?
Yeah, it was really special, obviously, with my family at home. Getting called by such an amazing organization, it was really special.
You had to wait a little bit till the sixth round, but get selected 192nd overall. Did you know anything about the Ducks when you knew that you were going to be coming here?
Not a lot. I just knew that, it's one of the best fan bases, best places to play. So just really grateful, really fortunate.
You ever watch the Mighty Ducks movies?
I did all the time as a kid. Yeah.
So a little bit of familiarity there. Yeah. Had you ever been to Southern California or is this your first time?
Never. First time. Just soaking it all in. It's a really cool spot.
Yeah. Not so bad when you can wear flip flops to the rink.
Yeah, it's unreal.
Well, let's talk about your play and kind of how you got to being drafted and all of that. What do you feel like you were able to grow in your game that got you noticed and ready to be drafted?
Yeah, I think, I'm an offensive type player. I felt like I got noticed that way. 200, I have a great 200-foot game as well. My compete side of the game, really strong too. So I think that's kind of what got me noticed.
And for your season, you went through a change getting traded. What was that like, kind of adjusting to a new team?
Yeah, I enjoyed both teams I was on. Loved Seattle, had a great finish there. Unfortunately, we got bumped out early in the playoffs, but I love it there.
You're committed to the University of Michigan. Why was that the right place for you?
Just one of the best colleges in the world. And just, how they develop players onto the NHL. I mean, you couldn't be in better hands there. So, yeah.
And Noah, your dad played at Michigan, did he?
Yeah, he did.
So I'm sure a little bit of influence there on that decision.
Yeah, partially. I think, big decision because my mom was there too. So that's where they met. So, they're really happy. That's where I ended up. So
nice family affair.
Yeah.
Do you have any siblings?
Younger sister.
Okay, so no one else has already gone to Michigan, so you'll be the first one in the family then.
Yeah, first one.
Noah, what are you looking to get out of this experience here at development camp this week?
Yeah, just meeting all the players that were drafted as well, all the coaching staff, everybody here, just soak it all in.
All right, well, enjoy the week and congratulations once again. Welcome to the Ducks.
Thank you, appreciate it.
We're here at Ducks Development Camp now, joined by one of the newest members of the Ducks organization, Jimmy Reber. Jimmy, congratulations. We didn't get to chat with you after the draft, but what was that moment like?
It was so special to be with family. My parents are so proud and, I couldn't be happier.
And where were you when all of that went down and you got to hear your name?
I was in my living room watching it on TV, just waiting it out. And I mean, heard my name called and it was special.
Yeah, certainly waiting a little bit till the very end there, but you're from Minnesota, correct?
Yeah, I was born in Woodbury, and then we moved back into Illinois for my dad's work.
Okay, so you were back in Illinois then during the moment. Okay, and then in terms of just how that all went down, were you, kind of just waiting, obviously waiting to hear your name, but kind of anticipating it, or did you have any idea it was coming?
I mean, you really, really don't know, but, I had a good feeling about it. I was happy with how I played over the season. I had a good feeling.
Talking about that season, you played in Waterloo in the USHL. What did you learn this year that got you ready to be drafted?
The biggest thing was consistency. Early on, I thought it took a couple games to kind of get up to speed. I had a great, great coaching staff to lead me along, and older guys too. I learned a lot over the whole season.
Getting drafted by the Anaheim Ducks, did you know anything about the organization?
I do. I have family who lives out here in Anaheim and San Diego.
Oh, okay.
So they have season tickets. I texted them right away. They're the first text. So happy.
Had you been to a game before?
I've not. I've not been to a game, but okay. I mean, I've watched them, yeah.
Wow, that's so fitting then. And I'm sure your family's very excited on that end. Had you been to California before this?
First time.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So what do you think?
It's been great. Yeah. Can't complain with the weather. It's a lot better than what it is at home.
How fitting that you'll be able to maybe see your family too while you're out here.
Yeah, definitely. Going to have dinner with them tonight. So awesome. It'll be great.
Awesome. And then in terms of just being here for Ducks Development Camp, what has it been like getting to meet all the guys?
It's been great to meet the older guys, my peers, the other draft picks. It's been a great experience.
And you're going to be heading to the University of Miami of Ohio, at least committed there right now. So what helped you in that decision?
I think the biggest thing was the coaching staff. They're the types of coaches that I want to be with and learn from. Right as I got on campus, me and my parents were driving up, and when we got there, it just felt right. It felt at home.
Awesome. All right. Well, congratulations, Jimmy. Welcome to the Anaheim Ducks and enjoy the rest of the week.
Thank you very much.
And that'll round out our interviews with the Ducks prospects for this 2026 NHL draft. They had a great dev camp. Now they'll head back, enjoy the rest of their offseason, getting bigger and stronger, as we always like to say, and see what their paths look like going forward next year. And now for some of them, 5 of the 9 draft picks for the Ducks. I actually mentioned this during our day two coverage with Martin Madden, but five of those guys are committed to play college hockey, not necessarily meaning that they're going to go and take that next step next season. They might be going back to juniors, kind of just depends on their path, but it, really cool to see how much NCAA hockey is having an influence now with the rule changes and just another path for development for these young players. So always love going to Dev Camp and especially getting to see some familiar faces, how much they've grown in 1 year. It always blows my mind just to see, you know, the moment a player is drafted, how young they look, how fresh, and then even just a year later, how much they've grown. It's incredible. And it's awesome. I mean, that's a part of the hockey journey. And some of the guys this year, Damian Clara, Roger McQueen was there. You know, Lucas Pettersson. So just a couple names, Eric Nielsen, that were at Ducks Dev Camp. And like I said, always a fun week. So thank you for listening to some hockey talk here on Light the Lamp. We hope to keep you informed going forward in the next couple weeks with some of the Ducks organization moves, whatever those may be. I didn't mention it earlier. However, the Ducks did acquire AJ Greer from the Florida Panthers as a part of that trade with Radko Gudas. So both were rights trades, but AJ Greer did sign a deal here in Anaheim that is a 4-year contract. So hopefully we'll be able to just keep you updated on everything happening in the next couple weeks and into the rest of the offseason. You know where to find us here on DuckStream. As I mentioned, thank you again for joining us, and we will see you next time.
This is an Anaheim Ducks original production on DuckStream.